Wisconsin Public Radio from Gateway Technical College.
Good morning. I'm Scott Nelson of WGTD, and on today's episode of the Fab Lab 10 a.m. show, our special guest today is Miss Kelly Armstrong, president of the Kenosha Innovation Neighborhood. So, John, Steve, let's talk some Fab Lab.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Fab Lab 10 a.m. It's really exciting to be here today. John and I are here, and we got an awesome guest today.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. And shout out to Scott, our host. Thank you, Scott. Our guest today is Kelly Armstrong, and she is the president of the Kenosha Innovation Neighborhood. So on Fab Lab 10 a.m., of course, we focus on Fab Lab. You can always find us at fablab@gtc.edu.
What was that?
fablab@gtc.edu. Please, if you're listening, reach out. Let us know what you think. So we're looking forward to hearing more about Kenosha Innovation Neighborhood. Kelly, I'm going to turn it over to you. You want to introduce yourself? Tell us what this is all about.
Great. Well, good morning, and thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here. You know, we're really excited about the Kenosha Innovation Neighborhood. I think people have kind of familiar, at least with the term, and everyone's wondering what's happening on the site. Of course, it is a 107-acre site in the center of Kenosha, vacated by the Chrysler plant. I believe the land has been vacant for about 14 years, but you will notice all the construction that is happening now. So we're very excited to see that, and we can kind of talk through some of that too as we go forward. But thanks for having me.
This is great. We're really excited to have you on as a guest today, because for me personally, it's a direct tie to what we do in terms of the civil engineering and architecture program, because the old Chrysler location had been a subject. In terms of the site itself, what do you think of it in terms of the site and in terms of how it's been processed and ready to go now to become a vibrant part of Kenosha again?
I think that the city leadership and the stakeholders have done a really tremendous job of putting that foundation in place with the foresight, the planning, the thought process that's gone into it, and to see these buildings start to go up. So obviously the first building that's going up, which Gateway is a part of as well, is the Lakeview Tech Academy High School. And then Gateway has a presence in there too. So I know, John, we're going to talk some more about that.
We
talk about all the fabulous technology that's in there and available to the public and everyone around, right, that wants to partake in that. And then also we have our Kenosha Innovation Center.
Yeah. I've spoken with several people over the past couple of years about this project, and it's really wonderful. And if I understand it correctly, it's kind of an attempt to keep everything kind of in one location. So you can work in the neighborhood that you shop in, that you go to school in, or where your kids go to school. And they've always talked about Fab Labs and makerspaces in these and how those benefit the community. So those are typically what people talk to me about. But
I think those are great points, because that is everything that KIN encompasses. And looking, I think education is such a big part of it. It's a big goal, making sure architecture, you know, interning, but even younger than that, coming in to see what does that function mean? What does that mean? Is that a career path that I might be interested in? How do I know if I'm never exposed to it?
Right.
So making sure that students are exposed to, you know, the technical jobs that are required today, which is all over the board. I think what's really interesting too, especially when you get into the manufacturing sector, is manufacturing itself has this perception, right? But if you start getting into the weeds on what that is, and I know you guys were talking about your love of guitars, but think about it, even manufacturing guitars, even innovation within how you make a guitar, can you 3D print a guitar? All of these pieces have components that I think if students are more exposed to those, then they can get excited about being in manufacturing, about being in civil engineering, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's where I was really, really excited, because I didn't know you personally. But to see that we finally got a really good president, you're the first president of this organization. And we finally got this organization off the ground here in Kenosha. Years ago, just to let people know, we actually did a senior design project for that site. Some dude from Disney had retired and moved up to the area.
For the butterflies?
I'm not quite. It was in terms of the idea, there was a lot of animation going on with it and stuff that he wanted to do. And the ideas kept on changing. It was a very challenging but real-world application for our students at the time, because we weren't allowed to land survey it because of what was going on with the reclamation at the time. Mm-hmm. But they gave us the data files for the land, so we did the outside area. But then he had this design, and 3 weeks later he wanted to scrap these designs and move them around. He'd come in with these Post-it notes on the stuff that we'd print out and then change everything again. Our students were going crazy. Like I said, it was an awesome real-world experience. But
well, maybe we could find a sponsor for like a butterfly garden.
How about that?
Exactly. Incorporate that in a little
bit.
To
remember it by.
Yeah. But, I love the creativity, though. That's fantastic.
It was a very interesting challenge, because we got to see what, and like I told him at the time, I said, this is interesting, but it's not what I think would be envisioned in that spot in terms of usefulness. And that's why the mixed use one made total sense. And that's in terms of trying to figure out how these pieces come into play. Now, we did it just ourselves. Mm-hmm. You have a whole host of team that's behind you. You have a awesome architect on board. Yes. In Epstein Ewing.
Yes.
They're amazing, out of Milwaukee. You also have the Smith Group.
Yes.
I believe was the original planners.
For the land use plan.
And
yes.
They worked with Kimley Horn. Mm-hmm. Kimley Horn's out of North Carolina. So that's their headquarters. Yeah, the reason I know that, I went to grad school in North Carolina.
Oh,
so
great.
But so you had a lot of major talent that helped you out developing this plan.
Yes. Yes. And it's great that you bring that up, because I think people are just physically now seeing the work that's taking place. But to get to that point, it takes so much to get to that point, right?
Yeah.
Like you're talking about the designs, the planning, even just the physical dirt moving and prepping that, any environmental remediation. All of that work has to be done. And that's not stuff that the public can readily see all the time happening. And right. So it is very exciting to actually see the earth moving, these buildings coming up. But there is a lot of work that goes into that ahead of time. So even though it looks like it's been sitting there for 14 years, there has been active movement on it. It's just not always the movement you would physically see, the movement of dirt, right?
Right. And that's what was so exciting about the site itself, when it finally got cleared of remediation.
I think there's a place for them, and certainly in the ecosystem.
Yeah.
However, you want something that's going to be an economic driver, and right. That's really the goal, right? I mean, if you think about for how many years that Chrysler plant was such an economic driver, you look at businesses that are around, mm-hmm. And how they catered to the workforce. Wisconsin, it's just that strong work ethic, that blue-collar background that's willing to say, hey, we're ready to innovate. We're ready to make sure we're state of the art. We have a state of the art education, state of the art workforce with skills, and state of the art facilities. And we put all that together. And then you are successful in making sure that you're bringing the right companies to town and keeping your state of the art companies. You know, I had the amazing opportunity to tour Snap-on this week. Mm-hmm. And to have that global headquarters right where it is in the center of all this residential is just fantastic. But a testament, too, to Kenosha's history of these innovative companies, right? I think they're 105 years old, right? Yeah. And then you've got Jockey that's right there on 60th,
yep.
Right? Again, just a heritage company that's helped build Kenosha over the years. It's just phenomenal, and I think Kenosha just has a wonderful story.
Yeah, when you're at Snap-on, you can actually buy Jockey socks, right? They have socks that you can buy there. They do that all the time. And then there's the museum there. Did you see
the
museum?
Yeah, I did get to tour the museum. I did not get a pair of socks. I was fortunate to get a screwdriver, though, so I'm thrilled.
Lakeview Academy. And Gateway is no stranger to working with them. And a lot of their stuff is engineering and problem-based learning and hands-on activities. So to see that particular charter school, well, I don't think it's charter or public.
It's not even a charter.
It's
a real
school. Public, yeah.
But to see that school move into that neighborhood is huge. It's going to be great. And the idea that you're moving back to everything you need is in that neighborhood. It's almost, you don't want to call it entirely self-sustaining, but just getting back to that basic concept of your community is around you, and that's where you do what you need to do. Is wonderful.
Certainly being integrated into the existing community is a forefront priority for us. I think bringing projects like the Lakeview High School into the site is about creating access for the neighborhoods that are already there and for other other neighborhoods as well that have a close proximity, right? Because oftentimes, because we live in the Midwest, we're very automobile-centric, right? But we kind of take for granted how easy that is for transportation. But not everybody has access to that. Not everybody owns the vehicle. And so looking at making sure that accessibility for all is just a priority for us, 100%.
Now, I'm sensing intense complexity to you. So tell us a little more about yourself. What's your background? Where do you come from? You mentioned you originally started out in Louisville, right?
Right. Yeah. I am from Louisville. I'm actually a military brat, so my dad was
sir.
In the military. Yes. And so I moved around quite a bit and then grew up primarily in Fort Knox, Louisville area after a certain point. I went to college in Iowa, University of Northern Iowa, and started my family and my career there, and then wound up getting real intentional about economic development, made a move back to Louisville, worked for the Regional Economic Development Organization there, and then eventually came to Wisconsin in 2016 to work for the state Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. And that, which was interesting from the Fab Lab perspective, was to focus on manufacturing across the state and look at projects and augmenting and supporting manufacturers and our manufacturing ecosystem. So one of the really cool, and I know I'm digressing just a little bit here, I'm really excited about it and completely relevant to the announcements that were just taking place here recently, is that one of the projects I worked was the Connected Systems Institute, so the CSI Institute at UW-Milwaukee. And so that was a really cool project to work. And then I found my way to Green Bay and ran economic development there across Brown County for the Greater Green Bay Chamber. And that was a fantastic experience. Wonderful community. I think Kenosha and Green Bay have a lot of similarities and a lot of uniqueness in themselves. So it's fantastic to be here. And I'm excited about the scope of work. I think what's really interesting as well, just the mission of this work, but the scope, and it covers so much. And I don't like to sit idle, so I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon with this project, for
sure.
Sounds
to me like it's the perfect combination of elements, experience, and education that has brought you to our doorstep. So tell us a little more about the neighborhood itself. Physically, what is it? Can you go into that a little bit more?
Sure. So I think the neighborhood itself, right, is somewhat on a revitalization. So I'm actually housed right now in the Kela building, which is the Kenosha Emerging Leaders Academy, which everyone calls the Brown Bank building,
Right?
Okay. This is what I love when I'm not from somewhere, and I'm very rarely from somewhere. People are like, well, you know where the old blah, blah is. And I'm like, no, I have no idea where that is. So anyway, I am in the Brown Bank building. Atifa Robinson is the executive director. She is phenomenal, love her, and really enjoy working with her. And that is off of 63rd, right? And so you're seeing buildings come back to life, you're seeing new buildings coming in. And I think as we walk down this path of revitalization, kudos to the leaders who have tried to reimagine what do we need now, but what do we need in the future? And what do we want to make sure that the young people in this community are seeing and experiencing? And this is actually really it's all interesting, but I had an interesting conversation with two young gentlemen, phenomenal. You know, it's great, my whole life, that have just seen this vacant land and driven by it every day, or interacted with it, or walked by it, or biked by it. And that's a long time, right? So, so this is a generationally transformational project. Mm. Now we have a generation of young folks that are going to be seeing this dirt move. They're going to see this building go. There will be students in that Lakeview Academy in January.
Wow.
That's soon. So it's just phenomenal. And we're able to change that. You've got that children's library.
And Fab Lab has kind of spearheaded pre-K and pre-K-4 outreach. So we're really hitting that K through 6. And I think what we see in the trend in the Fab Lab is that education is on the cusp of changing. And we're not, and I'm not a proponent of having kids pick careers. I'd rather they find their passions naturally. So something like the Innovation Center is going to kind of reinforce that whole move towards how do we do differently?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I just
got off guard.
I got a quick question for you. The Innovation Center, is that existing now, or is that being built, or is that?
It is currently being built. So concrete is being poured, probably not today, but very soon.
Very soon.
Awesome. And so what are some of the things that we can expect to do in there, and how can people become involved in the Innovation Center?
Great. So what we're looking for right now, or the right mix of tenants and what goes in there, the ideal mix, right, would be some corporate R&D, maybe some IT services firm, but also just different ways to get people access to tech focus. And that's tech, but that's tech means so many things, just like the word innovation means so many things, right?
Right.
These are highly skilled positions that you do have to get upskilled in, or, you know, focus on. The other thing is a focus on entrepreneurship, right? So we have the innovation focus, and then we want the entrepreneurship focus. You know, we're in conversations about a co-working space, so you'd be able to come in and work there, and have. And I think one of the things that we lost in COVID, or not lost, but one of the things that people really vote, I think it's so important to be able to step
and that thinking on things and doing projects. It's a really powerful tool.
Now, the really cool part about what...
Thank you. It's on the kin-kenosha.org, and you can go on the website. We're actually in the process of updating it, but the master plan will be special kind of office use, but then you're going to have some retail fill in there too.
And Kelly,
right?
What was that address again? Maybe you could say that for our listeners.
Thank you. It's kin-kenosha.
Innovation, it'll pop up.
That's great. Nice. How about that?
Exactly. Now, bring it full circle. Entity.
Yes.
Very, bring it full circle, Disney-esque.
Yes.
And Walt Disney, his last two decades of his life, was really big into these developed neighborhoods and was working very heavily in this facilities. You have plans for commercial. You have plans for residential.
Yes.
You have park space.
Yes.
Around a really good detention pond. And it looks really neat. And
doesn't
so,
that sound terrible? Retention? Nobody wants to retain water anywhere, right? So, yes, I think, you know, the concept, and I think John mentioned it earlier, is just this live, work, play in a downtown setting, which this is kind of a, this is a very urban, dense. In the residences, or, you know, one of the houses, townhomes, apartments, whatever, you want access to all those things. And the best thing is you can walk. You don't,
yeah.
And that, I think that's what young people, I have a 26-year-old, and, you know, they don't want a car. They want to be able to walk to everything.
You can hop on and see the rest of Kenosha. But then right over, a couple streets over, is the metro station.
Yes.
And the metro station.
It's huge. And everybody should play that up a lot more, because yeah. It's a huge connectivity piece, right?
Right. And for, go ahead.
Okay, I was just going to ask. I've got a couple questions here. I'm not from Kenosha.
Is that far away?
Racine's like 10, 12, 13, 14, 15 miles.
Right.
Something like that. So on this piece of property, we're planning on...
Part of Kenosha.
It's a really good point. You very rarely get that opportunity.
Right.
You will be, you know, maybe 20 acres here. It's in an entire acreage space.
Yeah,
like
that is awesome. And then the Innovation Center is really geared towards maybe a new thing at the Innovation Center.
That's the hope.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Gotcha.
That we would have a co-working space. You know, our hope is to have a generator that does a cohort for startups, where it kind of takes them through a fast accelerator process to teach them the basics of how to launch their startup. So more of that, and bringing out that ecosystem. You know what's really cool about an entrepreneurial ecosystem? It could be anyone, right? It could be any one of you that I'm talking to right now. You have an idea, or you're building guitars and you're whatever, and bringing it out and having a place to convene folks, you're going to find that match for somebody, because maybe there's a piece you're missing. Maybe you need somebody that can design that element for you. Mm-hmm. And
together, too, they kind of reinforce each other's thinking, and then it gets even better.
And well, that and you was come the whole great purpose. Ideas. Right. Yeah. That was the whole purpose of the Fab Lab.
Yeah. I mean, start working together, they start doing better, and it kind of brings things up. So that's a nice element to it. At the Fab Lab, yeah, we bring everybody together, but the idea is we can do more. We can connect with the community. We can show the community what's amazing about.
Absolutely, and I think the community engagement part is so important, which is why I'm really excited you all are a part of this project.
Can't wait.
And
can't
having
wait.
All of those amazing tools, and I'm going to call them to put there, and for students to have access to a 3D printer, right?
Traveled out. Well, Innovation Center is kind of bringing that all back in, and the Fab Lab is just a part of that. It's a place for people to come in, explore their own potential, explore it with other people that are around, and find ways to connect that they hadn't before.
And speaking of connection, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you and become involved in this awesome opportunity, how could they reach out and contact you?
Absolutely. The website is the best way. You can reach out on there.
And you can tell our listeners about that website again if you'd like, address.
Thank you. It is kin-kenosha.org. And if you check out the website, we're accessible on there. It has our information. There's a form, too. You can just submit, and I'll get your information. Or if you have questions, and we'll respond as quick as we can.
Okay, so thank you so much, Kelly Armstrong, for coming in and talking to us today. I'm John Zern, the coordinator for Gateway Industrial Design Fab Lab at Gateway. You can find us, gtc.edu/fablab.
What was that again, John?
That was gtc.edu/fablab. We want to thank our co-host, Scott. And Kelly, you got anything to say on wrap-up?
Well, I'm just look forward to seeing you guys on site, and anyone else that wants to take a tour, just know that things are moving and we're really excited to see it come to fruition. And I'm excited to be in Kenosha and really look forward to utilizing all the great assets that are in this community.
Okay, you heard it first here.
Scott Nelson for WGTD and the Fab Lab 10 a.m. show. Thanks for listening.
This is WGTDHD. You're listening to Education Matters, the only weekly broadcast in southeastern Wisconsin devoted exclusively to educational issues. Education Matters is co-hosted by Guida Brown, former Executive Director Jonathan Shaler, Professor of Communications at UW.